Yeah, Sensor Transport is a true startup. So I'm doing the venture capital chase, and our plan is to be a $1 billion company.
Wow.
So we are setting out to change the way the supply chain works. And so I have 20 years experience in international supply chain, and me and my team were super frustrated with the way it works. I mean, it's this old, stodgy business. It really hasn't changed since the Phoenicians invented it.
Okay.
And we're like, it's got to go. We can't live like this anymore.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Haney, and I am joined by Rob Haney. He's the founder and CEO of Sensor Transport. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Mark. Great to be here.
Now, we are not related. You said there's actually a possibility that we could be related. You have family from Arkansas.
Well,
I
maybe.
Do, too.
Yeah, it's possible.
We might be related to Jet Fight, too. He got some Arkansas background, too. All right. So, Rob Haney, you're the founder, CEO of Sensor Transport. Give us an overview of what Sensor Transport is.
Yeah, Sensor Transport is a true startup. So, I'm doing the venture capital chase, and our plan is to be a $1 billion company.
Wow.
So, we are setting out to change the way the supply chain works. And so I have 20 years experience in international supply chain, and me and my team were super frustrated with the way it works. I mean, it's this old, stodgy business. It really hasn't changed since the Phoenicians invented it.
Okay.
And we're like, it's got to go. We can't live like this anymore. So it's cool where supply chains are actually networks of people. So instead of being connected by paper, they're going to be connected by a platform that lights them up through a mobile app. And the reason it's called Sensor Transport is because now if you put a sensor on fragile, sensitive, vulnerable, perishable product, yeah, that sensor then uses that mobile app to automatically upload the data from the journey, whether that's by ship or airplane. And so if there was a problem during transport, alert, you get a message on the app that says, you need to inspect this product. It might be damaged.
Okay, so your customer is the person that's shipping the product?
Yeah. In supply chain, it kind of gets confusing because there's so many players. So we often call them the beneficial cargo owner,
okay,
or the BCO. And that is actually the person that benefits from the movement of goods from origin to destination.
Okay, so what you need to do then, I'm assuming, is get people on your platform, your
That's
startup.
Right.
What stage are you in terms of like getting people to use your platform?
We have 15 customers.
Nice.
Yeah. In startup parlance, you would say we're in the seed stage.
Okay.
So we're still chasing seed investment, looking to get a major investor to come on board, hopefully soon.
Aha. Well, how's it coming along? Talk to us about that process. What's it feel like to be? You've had so much success in the past, and now you're here raising money, and you're going through it like a person that maybe hasn't done it before, right?
It's super
like,
fun.
Is it challenging?
It's super fun. It's a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, it just, you know, you have good days and bad days, but just to set the stage, you're running two businesses at once, and that's my business plan is written that way. So I have my first team member, Sasha, fantastic guy, runs the commercial organization. And then the second person we brought on, Annika, runs the investor organization. Her title is CFO, but really it's to handle the investors.
Interesting.
Because in a startup like we're doing, you're not trying to be profitable, mm-hmm, you're trying to be valuable. Our goal is to become a $1 billion company and be a unicorn, if you've heard that expression.
Yes, I have.
But for our
listeners, it's a company that's worth $1 billion, right? But they're private.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And there are unicorns, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know them, Airbnb,
yes,
Uber, right? So it's possible. And we actually track a book called How to Build a $1 billion App by Burkowski, if you've seen it. It's
okay.
A great book.
Yeah, I've heard
and,
of it.
And so we follow it chapter by chapter. So I can tell you we're done with the first chapter.
Okay.
Our app is now worth $1 million.
Wow. I love it. Okay. I love hearing that. So you're out pitching. What kind of people are you pitching to at these early stages?
So when you start, we've started at an incubator called Plug and Play down in Silicon Valley.
Yes.
And I didn't get in, but they called me back and they're like, try again. And so I got in the second time. At that
nice
time, it was just me and a PowerPoint. It was nothing else, right?
Yeah.
And then, so now I'm incubating. And what's nice about incubating is you're meeting like big companies and you're like, what do you think about this? And you kind of
right
figure it out, right? Then the next thing you do is you accelerate. So I got into an accelerator, actually based in Hamburg, Germany. They're very logistics.
Is it related
chain
to Plug and Play or no?
No,
it's not related.
Separate.
Okay.
And then they actually help us hone our message, introduced us to some big potential customers. Okay. Three are now customers.
Wow.
And some investors as well.
So would a customer be as big as a UPS or a FedEx or somebody that we've heard of, household name?
Yeah. I just got a verbal agreement this morning from a top five cosmetic company.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. So, and this is all based around this app, right? You're kind of downplaying it. It's more than that. It's a platform, right?
That's
so,
right.
So they get the notification when there's a problem, but it probably does more than that. Walk us through that.
I'd love to. So it's a controlled delivery. So if you think about the way your experience of getting stuff delivered to your house has changed in the last few years, it's the Amazon effect, right? So if you have something delivered, first of all, you don't expect to pay a lot for it. You expect it to be on time. You expect to be able to look up and see when it's going to arrive, and it should all be highly controlled. It's no different in international supply chain.
Okay.
Everyone who works in my business is frustrated that we can't do the same similar things. So our app accomplishes that. The supply chain is made up of people. It's a guy that loads the truck. It's a guy that drives the truck. It's a guy that receives the good. We call him a consignee. Uh-huh. Each one of them downloads the app. And at each of those points along the way, we can control the pickup. We can control the delivery. Picture of the bill of lading, picture of the goods, picture the guy's name, who signed for it. Uh-huh. Highly controlled delivery. But then the kicker is the sensor. So if you're moving cosmetics and you're worried that if they get too hot on the tarmac, And the lipstick actually will melt, right? Then how do you know that? And they don't. There's no way to know it. Most goods in the supply chain move just completely without any knowledge, and they end up on the shelf damaged. And in the case of perishables, people get sick. Pharma, it's a huge deal. So we're talking about a lot of pharma companies.
Mm-hmm.
So now I put this simple sensor on there, very low cost, and it's checking the temperature all along the way. And the app now acts as a data gateway. So all that data from the sensor just immediately goes up to the cloud. We check it, and we trigger an alert if there was a problem.
Wow. Bringing like a sexy type product to what is like shipping and receiving and trucking. Stuff that you think of is kind of like blue collar a little bit, but you're streamlining things. Very cool. But thinking about like entrepreneurs out there who are thinking about, I have this idea, I want to build an app, I might want to start my own company. You have done this before. What surprises did you, even a guy that's got your experience, you must have had some surprises, right? Business plans, from my experience, they always seem to change.
Yeah.
How about for you? How about for Sensor Transport?
Yeah, I would say that's a good question. I haven't really thought it through, but the big surprise for me was when we turned on really the consignee version, and it's a bit of a jargon now, but it wasn't so much about where is my stuff right now, which was interesting and it made for really beautiful eye candy, because it was kind of like that. You can see where it is on a map, but it's not that important. Nobody actually does that. What's important is that controlled delivery, and when I kind of switched to that thinking, then all of a sudden deals started coming. The other big mistake I made was I started off, our pricing was messy. We did what I called ping pricing. I thought it was so funny. I thought it was so smart. And we were charging per every update. Every ping that came through the app was
okay.
Like minor, like 2 cents.
Or right.
But it got so complicated. So I dumped that and we went to just standard pricing, which is per shipment, SaaS-based, software as a service.
Uh-huh.
We subscribed to it and now that seemed to open it up. So now we're exceeding our forecast month over month.
Wow, exciting stuff. Well, what about in the funding side of things? So you're funding this with startup type capital. Any surprises in your journey to get this thing more fully funded?
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. So our major funder is not a secret. It's Maersk Growth. Maersk is the largest transportation company in the world, and we won a pitch contest. So my partners and I flew to Copenhagen, and we pitched along with like 10 other startups, and they're like, yeah, we like you. But what they like about you is the team, by the way. The team is the most important thing. So it's not the idea. It's not like my idea was so great. It was like, we really like the people that are on your team. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So we won that contest, and we were able to then work with them enough to get some cash, just a little bit. I lost track of what you even asked me, but that was the biggest big moment for us. And then along the way, if you if you lose funding, so you're working with a big VC guy like that, it can go the other way too.
Yeah.
So they're very much like, okay, Rob, you we're not going to give you another round of funding unless you close a big deal with this cosmetic company.
Okay.
So last week they called me up. They're like, you're not getting any more money. And I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, I'm out of business in 2 weeks. I'm literally out of cash. So then this morning, Sasha called me. He's like, guess what?
We closed the deal. Okay, so that doesn't sound that uncommon to me. I think a lot of people don't realize, hey, you and I both know, cash is like oxygen in a business. Yeah, it could choke you out really quick. But thinking about that, what was the emotion when you were like, hey, our burn rate is going, we're going to be out of cash? What kind of feeling goes through your mind? What's that do to your gut?
The first thing I think about is my team, because I have to stand there and be strong for them, because there's no way this is going away, right? So we have that attitude, and I know if I may have to reach into my own pocket, I may have to do things differently, but I'm thinking, what is the impact now going to be to the people who have either not ever been paid, taken a step down from their career in order to join this team, right? So it's more than a team; it's like a family at that point. And so just like when something happens to your family, your first reaction is, "Ooh, how is this going to affect them?" And that was the feeling.
Well, I wonder how you attracted your talent, your team, because I mean, a lot of people would love to be on a team like yours, right? It's this fast growth, change the world, going to be worth $1 billion. How do you find those people, and how do they find you? How do we, like, people want to be part of something like what you're doing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've been in the business for a long time. So I remember I took that first Silicon Valley mess in 2000, but then I had to go to work.
Yeah.
So I have 20 years experience in supply chain. So I just know a bunch of people. And so I just reached out to my network and I'm like, hey, I got this idea. What do you think? What do you think? And a lot of people are like, cool idea. I got to work. I got kids in college.
Yeah.
So you got to find someone.
Right. You can't have, people aren't going to leave a $200,000 a year job to come into a startup.
Except for Sasha, who did, but.
Love it. No, typically, okay, when something like that happens, do you have to give them a piece of the action?
Of course. So I highly recommend Gust. I don't know if you know it.
Uh-huh.
David Rose built this really cool startup for startups. And you can go on there and set up your company. So I'm a Delaware corporation, and then you can issue stock. And so as this great team is coming on board, I'm issuing them pieces of the company. So they all have their paper and they're all getting stock. And then we have milestones. Hey, if you get this great thing, if you get a piece of the action, and that's what everybody's doing. And then we're all working together to change the valuation of that stock from where it started, which was less than a penny, to until it's worth $1 billion.
All right, so we're going to ask you to stick around, Rob, because you guys are, I heard there's a little rumor that you guys might be looking at coming to Elk Grove. Is that true?
I love Elk Grove, my hometown.
All right, I'm going to ask you to stick around, and we're going to bring on Daryl Doan. He's the economic development guy. He's the development director for the city of Elk Grove. We'll be back in just a minute. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better, and let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.